The original proposal by Representative John Kavanaugh would have made it a crime for someone to enter a restroom or locker room that did not match that person's gender. That raised all sorts of questions about whether some people might be forced to carry around a birth certificate. But Kavanaugh said he remains concerned that a transgendered individual who's anatomically male might try to use the women's restroom, and under a new Phoenix anti-discrimination ordinance, a business owner who blocked it could be cited. His new version scraps that language and instead offers immunity to business owners who turn away patrons from a specific restroom.
There would be no crime, no penalty. We're simply saying that the store owner has the right to decide what type of restroom, unisexual or one sex only, and has the right to say to somebody, you can't go in there, without being locked up by the city of Phoenix and sued by the person denied service.
The change did not alter plans announced Monday by a group that hopes to recall Kavanaugh, not only because of the legislation it sees as targeting gays and transgendered individuals, but also other positions he has taken. Recall backers have 4 months to gather nearly 17,000 signatures to force an election. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.